Penguin Random House Audio presents Missoula, Rape and the Justice System in a College Town by John Krakauer. Read for you by Mojan Marno. Rape is unique. No other violent crime is so fraught with controversy, so enmeshed in dispute and in the politics of gender and sexuality. And within the domain of rape, the most highly charged area of debate concerns the issue of false allegations. For centuries, it has been asserted and assumed that women cry rape, that a large proportion of rape allegations are maliciously concocted for purposes of revenge or other motives. David Lisak, Lori Gardiner, Sarah C. Nixa, and Ashley M. Cote. False Allegations of Sexual Assault, Violence Against Women, December 2010.
Author's note. Rape is a much more common crime than most people realize, and women of college age are most frequently the victims. According to a special report issued by the U.S. Department of Justice in December 2014, for the period 1995 to 2013, females ages 18 to 24 had the highest rate of rape and sexual assault victimizations compared to females in all other age groups. The report estimated that 0.7% of this high-risk cohort are sexually assaulted each year, approximately 110,000 young women. This survey was primarily concerned with documenting crime rates, however, and relied on a relatively narrow definition of sexual assault. Notably, respondents to the DOJ survey were not asked about incidents in which they might have been incapable of providing consent while incapacitated by drugs or alcohol.